Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Welcome, everyone, to a Tuesday, March 5th edition of the Gym Class 304. Mark Dukes here alongside Kyle Mann. Take you through the 4 o'clock hour, after which we will hand it off to Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for their show from 4 to 7 o'clock. Lots of good guests today on each program. Still a lot of fallout from the NFL Combine. We have expressed our opinions about it. It's kind of a cattle call, but a lot of folks still talking about it. 4 Iowa guys, 2 Iowa State guys at the Combine. We're going to talk to Benjamin Albright, give us a outsider's view of what he saw from the Hawks and Cyclones and beyond at the Combine. We're going to get more perspective on Friday from Dan Shonka, our friend from ourlads.com. Again, that coming up on Friday. Scott Unash in Des Moines once again today. He'll be there again tomorrow. He was at work early this morning, covered the 2A quarterfinals Northland with a convincing 68-43 victory over Des Moines Christian. Jake Hilmer scoring half of Northland's points, that being 34. Coming up at 4:15, Marion faces Oskaloosa in a 3A quarterfinal. That game can be heard on our FM frequencies, 107.5 and 106.3. We're going to be joined by Scott Unash live from Des Moines, talk about what he's seen, what he anticipates seeing tomorrow, a day on which he will have 3 games, including those involving Iowa City West, Albernette, and North Glenn again. Scott's appearance coming up in a little about 5 minutes here. Fran McCaffrey has met the media today. He will serve his second game of a suspension Thursday when the Hawkeyes travel to Wisconsin. Beat writers reporting that players met with the coaches and wanted to make sure they were all on the same page going forward, trying to shake what is a losing streak, 3 out of the last 4, and trying to right the ship a bit. Fran McCaffrey will travel with the team to Madison on Thursday or Wednesday, whenever the team goes, but he will not be involved in everything except game day preparations. So in the Big 12, it appears Kansas's reign may be over. Kansas State and Texas Tech taking care of business last night, still hold a 1-game lead over the Kansas Jayhawks, who have won 14 straight Big 12 conference titles. Iowa State, after traveling to West Virginia for a game tomorrow, will face Texas Tech at home on Saturday, last regular season final there. So, how did you consume the combine? Did you, Kyle?
I had a I was in a wedding over the weekend, and so I had to.
You consumed, but not the combine.
Oh, I consumed. I was not able to watch live as I in past years. I do like to watch live. I love the combine. I love this type of thing. But I was stuck to my phone for the entire weekend, especially on Saturday. I was keeping a close eye on this stuff. I love it.
Great debate, and we talked about it before the show. I was going to have perhaps 2 tight ends taken in the first round. I saw Jeremiah's mock draft today on the NFL Network, and he had, thank you, Alex, he had Fant going 12 to Green Bay, which will be to the delight, I would imagine, of Todd Brommelkamp, among other Packer fans, and also had Hockenson going in the first round to the Houston Texans. So that would be historic for the Iowa program. And we're going to get, again, Benjamin Albright's perspective on that. Who would you take if you're sitting there at 12 in the Green Bay Packers? or even earlier, maybe later, I don't know. And Fant and Hockenson are still on the board. Who would you take? 319-366-1600. Our Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. What say you, Kyle?
Well, it is really such a juicy question because, first of all, right off the top, I don't think you can necessarily go wrong here. But I do think that, you know, it's TJ Hockenson is developing a little bit of a reputation as one of the safer picks in the draft right now. And I think that, you know, that is not an accident and that shouldn't be overlooked. He's not the athlete that Noah Fant is, but that's, you know, he's still plenty good of an athlete. He ran a 4.7. It's respectable enough. And Noah Fant set the standard athletically at the combine, but TJ Hockenson was right there behind him for a lot of things. He actually tested a little bit better athletically than I anticipated. So Hockenson is just so well-rounded. You know he's going to, you can put him on the line. He's going to help your run game, but then he is definitely a good enough receiver that he's going to help in that way as well. So especially if I were picking, you know, the Lions at number 8 or especially higher up in the draft, I think I would have to go with Hockenson because he's just so well-rounded, and it seems like he's a very safe pick.
I think I don't think you can go wrong with either one of them, but the measurables and the production so far has been fairly equal. I mean, if it wasn't Fan, it was Hockenson leading the way at the combine in different drills and activities. Both players are 21 years old. Hockenson is 4 months older than Fant. At Iowa, Hockenson 14.8 yards per catch, Fant 13.9. Fant scored more. He scored 19 career touchdowns to Hockenson's 9. Who's a better blocker? I think I'd give the edge to Hockenson.
Oh, for sure.
So you have to factor that in as well. The Gym Class, sponsored by Third Base Brewery, located on Blair's Ferry Road. Just like KGYM, Third Base is locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and catch a quick lunch, a game after work, or bring the family in for an affordable, delicious meal. Again, located on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Third Base, where you're practically home. Let's take a quick break. We'll bring in Scott Unash, get the lowdown from Des Moines after this.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
School is in session on KGYM. Attend the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes weekdays from 3 until 4. Then sit in on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7. But when the bell rings and it's time to go home, don't forget about extracurricular activities on Smart FM. Like Live from the Soundboard with Glenn Gardner Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10. And great new wave tracks on High Tide with Just John Saturday nights at 8. Smart FM.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back. Coming up on 314 on the gym class, Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you today. The captain of the ship is in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. He had an early wake-up call today and already has one in the books with one to go. How you doing, Scott?
I am good. Can I still be called captain of the ship, though? I mean, I've been gone so long.
Well, yes, we've noticed, but that's okay. Great coverage from Des Moines last week of the girls' state tournament and this week of the boys'. As expected, I guess, this morning, Northland with a convincing win. What'd you see?
Yeah, it was a convincing win, and they just got out to a great lead, and Jake Hilmer kind of put them on their back early and got out to that lead of about, oh, gosh, ended up being about a 31-point lead at one point. But he did Jake Hilmer things, and if there's such a thing as a quiet 34, I think he probably had a quiet 34 today. Did most of his damage early, and Northland did what they had to do, and that was kind of demoralized Des Moines Christian. Did that early and came away with a really convincing victory in that first round.
Well, you wouldn't expect that tomorrow. We talked about this earlier today. Northland in the semifinals against a Van Meter team had a great football season and got a big guy inside, right?
Yeah, they got a big guy inside. He's 6'9". He's listed. He's probably maybe even 6'10 or so, and yeah, a lot of athletes. All five starters, I believe, or at least four of the starters I read were football players off their football team that's gone deep into the playoffs the last couple of years, and they're athletes. You get to this point and you get to the Final Four, I don't care what flash you are, you got athletes. And that's what Northland is going to have to go up against coming up tomorrow night. But they've done it before, and the tournament trail with Beckman and Cascade, I think it's prepared them. That's what Mike Hilmer and Bob Hilmer are hoping for anyway.
You were telling me earlier today you observed Norwalk, which had a convincing win earlier today. And Norwalk has an Iowa football recruit who appears to be the real deal, huh?
He's about a $5 cab ride to get around Tyler Anders. A lineman that's going to be going to Iowa. He mans the inside, and they got a young man by the name of Bourne on the outside that I know Ben Jacobson was here today. Drake has also offered him. He's only a junior. You remember his dad, mm-hmm. Mark, and that's Mike Bourne, and just a terrific player. And Norwalk put on a show today. They got the continuous clock going in that game against Ballard, and that is a good basketball team out of a real good basketball conference, a little Hawkeye. Same conference that Oskaloosa hails from, so they're going to be a very tough out as that number one seed in Class 3A.
Well, coming up at 4:15 or thereabouts on our FMs 107.5 and 106.3, you've got Oskaloosa and Marion. Very interesting game in my mind. Oskaloosa has a couple very tall, talented kids inside. Marion has won 10 of 11. Oskaloosa, talented, but maybe vulnerable at times. Jefferson, an undersized team, beat him earlier. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I'll say it very softly as Oskaloosa and the whole team just went by. it was interesting. The first thing I'll say is that Xavier Foster is the Pied Piper because there were at least 20 to 25 kids at Security's autograph earlier on today. Just hoping that he's going to hit the big time. But, you know, they've got Xavier Foster, who is a five-star everybody's after, only a junior. Cole Henry is going to UNI to play for the Panthers next year at 6'10 on the interior. They've got a 6'5 guard that can shoot it at times. It's a formidable team, but like you said, saw them lose to Jefferson. They've lost five or six games, and they're vulnerable a little bit. And talking with Mike Vandershide of Marion a little bit earlier on, he said, no, we're not going to back down. We're going to play man-to-man. I don't play zone. So he's going to going to try to put some 6'3", 6'2 people on them and see if Marion can use their athleticism.
Well, it's been an interesting year for Marion, a tough conference. And I got to believe, knowing Manderscheidt, he's going to have some answer for Oskaloosa. Whether it'll work or not, we don't know.
No, he wasn't going into the back pages of the play sheet anyway. But they'll have something ready to go. And it's a Marion team that's going to give you all they have. They do it night in and night out. And like you said, they're a very athletic team. When you take a look at who they have, and Trevor Paulson and Mason Ray and Joffre Murphy and people like that, just a really solid, solid group that they can put out there. They're going to try to run Oskaloosa, I think, a little bit and see if they can go up and down Foster and Henry. And I think if Marion gets them going in an up-tempo game, the higher the tempo, the better shot they have to pull off the upset.
Coverage of that game again coming up in a little more than an hour on KGYM's FM frequencies. Scott Unash, sports director of KGYM, joining us live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Tonight we've got the 4A action getting underway with a couple quarterfinals, but tomorrow, high noon-ish, it's Iowa City West and Dubuque Senior, both out of the Mississippi Valley Conference. West got them by 10 very early in the season. It's quite a matchup in the first round.
Yeah, it is, and there's been more than one media person, I will not use names, that has said that this is going to be probably the winner of this one's going to win the championship.
Mm.
Now, the first time they played, Senior was without Sam Link. He will play this particular game, of course, and he's a very, very good guard for Dubuque Senior. Keys to that game, probably Noah Carter. And is he going to be able to hit from the outside like he did against Bettendorf? The other key is going to be the outside shooting for Iowa City West. Nicholas Steppen has been absolutely phenomenal in the tournament run and down the stretch for West High, over 50% from three. And then that gets Patrick McCaffrey loose on the inside, and Evan Bronze loose on the inside as well at 6'9", and 6'7". So that's going to be some of the keys. But, boy, that's going to be a fun game, and they've had some real dandies over the last couple of years.
McCaffrey in the mix for Mr. Basketball, but there's plenty of others as well, right?
Yeah. In fact, we had kind of a round table about that a little bit earlier on, unofficial round table. And, you know, you got Jake Hilmer to throw in there, LaCour from Des Moines North, who is one of the all-time leaders in 4A scoring in the state of Iowa, a big-time guy right there. You got Patrick McCaffrey. You can just go up and down the line. Just really talented senior class. Now, the talk is, are the 4As going to kind of take each other out of this thing? And it ends up being maybe a Jake Hilmer that wins it. There's a lot of speculation going around because you got your DJ Carton group. If Patrick McCaffrey puts on a show down here, I don't see how Patrick doesn't win it. But I will say this. I think you've got some people out there with the name McCaffrey that are going to be, you know, prejudiced as far as Patrick is concerned, especially with what's going on right now. And that shouldn't be the case. But I think you may have that with a few people.
What a story Auburnette has been. The Pirates with a one-point victory in the first round. And I read and heard the head coach saying, hey, we got two more games. So that tells me. And it's a matchup against Remsen St. Mary's tomorrow afternoon at 3:45. Albernette may be playing with house money here.
Oh, they came in playing with house money.
Yeah, yeah.
About that, and it's a good Remsen St. Mary's team that they're going to play. They've been here before. They know what it's like to be in the Final Four of the state tournament, and probably not as good as a Hawk team as they have had the last couple of seasons, but still very, very good. And for Albernette, I mean, two overtime wins, coming from 18 down in the district final. And then to get Hunter Caves to make the bank shot that he made yesterday, send them into the semifinal round. Just stunning for a team that, you know, started off the season, what, 3-4 or something like that. So pretty good stuff going on in Albernette right now. And between that and North Lynn, I don't think anybody's going to be left in Northern Lynn County tomorrow.
Probably not. And we'll look forward to your call on Oskaloosa Marion here coming up in a little less than an hour. We will not see you tomorrow. I will text you Bowling Night in America results. Just
Thank
so you know.
Appreciate that.
I know you'll
who
be
we,
on.
Who do we bowl tomorrow?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't really matter at this point, does it?
You'll be on the air, but I know you'll be interested, right?
We'll be interested.
Depending on what happens today and tomorrow, we'll see if we'll see you later in the week, right?
Yeah, it just depends on how things go with Wes and Marion coming up here. It could be their Thursday, Friday. It could be their one day. It could be their no day. So we'll just see how things play out.
Well, for the team's sake, I hope you're there both days, and regardless what happens, we'll be here on the Gym Class, and you'll have it on the air should those games transpire. Scott, we're going to let you get ready for the call on Oski and Marion coming up, and rest up. You got a full day tomorrow, brother.
All right. I get to sleep a little bit later. I don't like the 9:30 game.
I know.
I think it's hard for the kids to get up that early, too, but they got through it.
It is as well. Scott, thanks for joining us, okay?
All right, guys. Take care.
Scott Unask live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Before we get to a short break, Kyle, you've got some news to bring us up to date on.
Yeah, news especially for our listeners down in the Iowa City area, especially the downtown Iowa City area. Todd Brommelkamp popped his head in here during that interview to alert us to reports online of a major structure fire at the intersection of Clinton and Burlington Street. I've seen reports. Apparently, it appears to be a building under construction at that intersection, but it is a major fire. It is a big undertaking. Crews are there, and the city of Iowa City is asking that people avoid that area. So steer clear of Burlington and Clinton.
Please heed that advice. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll have more on the Gym Class.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Let Sport Clips Haircuts upgrade your day. During the month of March, get $5 off the Double MVP experience via text message when you check in online or with the Sport Clips app. That means after your fresh cut, you'll get double the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. Then we'll give you $5 off. It's a win-win. The Sport Clips app. Download, check in, and cut the wait. Mobile opt-in required to receive discount code. Offer expires 3/31/19. See terms at sportclips.com/thank you.
Welcome back, 3:27 on the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you today. We've just spoken with Scott Unash live in Des Moines, bringing us up to date on the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Again, he'll have action at 4:15 or thereabouts. His call on the FMs of Oskaloosa and Marion. Listeners, be advised, I've been advised that we're having a bit of technical difficulty with our text line, and we're working very quickly to try to figure that out. So our apologies on that front. Our phone line's still 319-366-1600. We're talking earlier, Kyle, and You gave your opinion about T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant, the two terrific tight ends from Iowa, and we're going to get comments from Benjamin Albright here in just a few minutes. He, NFL analyst. Poll question at KGYMradio.com goes like this. Which tight end would you draft first? Would it be Noah Fant or T.J. Hockenson? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I think the most intriguing guy from the state of Iowa is Hakeem Butler.
I agree 100%. Did you hear my sports view earlier?
I did not.
Probably not, but I said the same thing.
Why?
Well, first of all, he's huge. He measured in at 6'5.5", which a lot of times in the NFL, you might hear a receiver referred to as being 6'5 or even 6'4. A lot of times people give those guys the benefit of the doubt, and they're not actually that tall. Hakeem Butler is 6'5.5", going to be one of the biggest bodies in the league. Long arms, biggest hands at the combine. He's just a huge body. We all know that, though. But at the combine, he came in under a 4.5. People were worried about his actual straight line speed. You know, he's got the big body. You can throw it to him and he can catch it, but what can he actually do with it? He had a great showing at the combine. To come in under 4.5 at his size is just incredible. I think I'm not going to say that he's, guaranteed a first rounder, but I'm very curious to ask Benjamin Albright about it, because at that size, with that speed, you might be looking at a legitimate number one receiver in the NFL.
In this day and age, how many times do you see second and goal from the 7-yard line and throwing that fade route to a tall tight end?
Exactly.
Who's got a huge reach. I mean, how many cornerbacks and safeties can cover that guy?
There is not a single 6'5.5 defensive back in the league.
Period. Yeah, we're going to, Kyle's going to leave here and get Benjamin Albright on the phone. A piece of news today that affected me, and I don't know if you're a Twins fan, it certainly affects you as well, but Miguel Sano is going to be out until May at least for the Minnesota Twins. He had a procedure done at the Mayo Clinic to repair an injury to his lower Achilles. It was described as a cut of some kind. Whenever I hear the word Achilles, I get, ew, God, that's not good. But it's not a ruptured Achilles or anything like that. But, God, I'm just, as much pop as that guy has in his bat and how much potential, I'm almost ready to move on from him. I don't know about you. Should I really give up on the guy? You know, just when I do that, he's going to go to another team and hit 40 home runs and have an MVP caliber year. But the guy was not healthy last year. He's obviously going to start out the season on the shelf. Buxton and Sano, Twins fans have been waiting for these guys to play 140, 150 games and have the type of production that they're capable of. But I guess just my little baseball vignette today, coming from a Minnesota Twins fan, and I'll be interested to know what Sano can do this year. If anything, I'm also interested to know an outsider's viewpoint about the NFL Combine. A lot of comments being thrown around in the state of Iowa about Hawkeyes and Cyclones. Let's bring in Benjamin Albright and get his perspective. Benjamin, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Very well. You out in Denver?
I am out in Denver, yes.
Cool. Let's start out with four Hawkeyes there. They all graded very high. I noticed one site today said Iowa might have had the best combine. Let's first start out with a debate we've had for a long time, including today on the two tight ends, Noah Fant and T.J. Hockenson. I mean, if you're at 10 or 12, who do you pick and why?
Well, I don't know if either one of them are going to go that early, although I suspect both will go first round, probably late first round. It just depends on what you need. Do you need an inline, blocker more in the traditional mold, or do you need an off the line Y that's more of a move tight end? And that's kind of going to dictate which of the two you'd be after. you know, some teams, the Denver Broncos, for instance, being out here, would be looking for more of that inline traditional tight end mold, a guy who can be a blocker, fits well in his own scheme, and you know, is available to go out and catch passes, but doesn't have to be the elite explosive athlete that maybe, you know, maybe a move guy does. If you're running more of a, you know, a spread style offense where you're really looking for somebody to go out there, just catch passes and be a, you know, a sparing blocker every now and again, then I'd suggest that Fant's probably your guy. And, you know, a team like maybe Arizona could be looking at something like that.
Noah Fant has the big body, the crazy athleticism, but we've seen that in recent years. You know, you look back to Eric Ebron, David Njoku, you know, we've seen the big, fast tight ends before. But with T.J. Hockenson, he's a much more well-rounded, you know, he's a good blocker. He's coming out of college as a good blocker. I'm just, that seems unique to me. Who does he compare to in terms of prospects from other drafts?
You know, I would say archetypically he fits more in with the, you know, the Kittle role. I mean, he does have athleticism to get out there and make catches, but Kittle's a willing blocker. You know, he's willing to get nasty down there in the trenches. And, you know, I think Hockenson's that guy too. You know, I think he fits, like I said, Hockenson fits more in line with what a Kyle Shanahan tight end or, you know, Gary Kubiak tight end, one of those traditional tight ends, Owen Daniels type guy who can catch passes, but, you know, is willing to get down and nasty in the trenches. And, you know, I think he fits that role. Fant, you know, we talked about him, more athletic, more of a move guy, offline Y, fits more of that Jimmy Graham type role, you know, a guy who's a more big-bodied receiver than he is a true traditional tight end.
One of the probably the least ballyhooed of the four was Anthony Nelson. Did you get a chance to? This is a deep defensive line draft, is it not, Benjamin?
Yes, I would say it's a deep trenches draft all the way across the board, both sides of the ball. I would say that it's one of the better ones in years, actually.
What about Anthony Nelson? Did you get a chance to evaluate him?
I mean, you know, a little bit. You know, you try to do the best you can with all these guys. You got so many of them coming through. But, you know, I'll try to take a look at him. Probably a mid-round guy. You know, tall, lengthy defensive end. Probably more suited 34 as a two-gapping run defender or a lefty end in the 43 scheme. But, you know, I don't think that he's going to be one of the guys selected the first or second round. But certainly a mid-round value guy. Got a big wingspan.
Amani Hooker apparently had a good combine, and it was interesting that partway through the last season, he was moved into a more of a hybrid role for the Hawkeyes and performed very well in that regard. He didn't have the greedy speed, so to speak, but your thoughts on Hooker?
You know, another traditional value guy. I don't know that, like I said, I don't know that he's going to be one of those guys that's taken in that first round, but probably a guy who's, you know, in those mid-round value guys. You know, he specifically mentioned Josh Jackson as a mentor there at the combine, you know, which bodes well for him in terms of pro success. But I don't know that, I don't know, again, that he's going to be one of those guys that's going to have his name called day one.
Mark and I just talked about this guy about 10, 15 minutes ago. Iowa State's Hakeem Butler, just a massive wideout at 6'5.5", huge hands, huge wingspan. Actually ran a little bit better than I think most people probably expected at 4.48. What do you make of him as a prospect? Is he more than just a red zone target?
Well, I think he is. You know, I specifically think he's more of a between the 20s guy, especially on the outside there. Reminds me a lot of David Boston without all the off-field mess that Boston had. Just a bully against, you know, smaller cornerbacks. He's got the ability to, you know, to outstrength guys. He's got the size to outleap smaller guys, and he's got the speed to outrun linebackers. So you have he becomes a coverage mismatch. What are you going to do? You know, you can't put a linebacker on him because he'll blow by him. You can't put a corner on him because he's too big, too fast. And you can't put a safety on him because he'll just knock him out of the way. So, you know, he presents one of those unique mismatch abilities that I think, you know, the NFL covets these days. I think he'd be great on the outside, you know, and I think that he'll be gone in the first round.
Montgomery, the running back from Iowa State, had a nice career. Tough after contact. Of course, there's always good running backs in this league, but Montgomery can give you different dimensions. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, you know, he's a full, full class back. He can do just about anything. He didn't really have much of an offensive line there at Iowa State, but he's been shifty and he's been able to get out there and do things. I think he'll remind a lot of people in terms of what he does, somewhere between Saquon Barkley and John Connor. He's got the tools to get out there and catch out of the backfield. He's shifty. He can make guys miss. He's got speed. He's got power. So he's kind of that five-tool running back that's hard to find. He's probably the guy in this class, depending on how you view Josh Jacobs out of Alabama, at the running back position.
Where do you weigh in on Kyler Murray, Benjamin?
Well, I think Connor was fun to watch at the collegiate game. I don't know how successful he's going to be at the pros. A lot of those things that they did at Oklahoma, widening the splits on the offensive line and dropping him back deeper in his drops so that he could get a better view of the field, are not things that are replicable at the pro level. You widen your splits on your O-line at the pro level, you're going to get double-A gap blitz to death. You try to drop him back deeper at his drop, and that puts the quarterback right into the teeth of an arc rush, right off the edge. So they're going to have to find other ways for him to be successful. That's not to say that he can't be successful in the pros. I just, if I'm a general manager, I'm not pushing all my chips to the center of the table for a quarterback that's the size of Cole Beasley.
Talking with Benjamin Albright about the NFL Combine and the NFL, Kyle.
You're talking about Kyler, and I was going through your Twitter timeline, and there has been this idea going around that the Cardinals and Cliff Kingsbury, with his offense now, the Cardinals would be so much better suited with Kyler Murray as opposed to Josh Rosen. I know you don't necessarily subscribe to that thinking, and I'd like you to elaborate on that for us.
Well, the Cardinals have holes all over their roster. They're probably the worst team on paper in the NFL. Rosen was playing behind the worst offensive line in the league. He had no weapons to throw to. He still showed flashes last year. So the idea that he's not a talent and can't, improve is kind of ludicrous to me. And then, you've got a team that's got the number one overall pick, and you're going to, with all these holes, patch a hole you don't already have by bringing in Kyler Murray. I mean, everybody talks about Cliff Kingsbury needing a dual-threat quarterback or whatever. That's utterly ridiculous. Davis Webb, Baker Mayfield, Alan Bowman, and Nick Shimonek in 48 starts at Texas Tech combined to rush for 100 yards. So the idea that you need a dual threat quarterback and what he does is not accurate. Now he had Pat Mahomes, who had some dual threat ability. And he was a guy who coached Johnny Manziel as well. So there's a little dual threat there, but it doesn't necessarily need that to be successful. The key trait for a quarterback to be successful is being able to be accurate in the mid game at the pro level. That's between 11 and 20 yards. If you're able to do that, you'll be successful.
So they're at that number one spot. Is it Bosa? Is it a trade back? If you're the Cardinals, what would you advise them to do?
If it were me, I would either take Bosa or Quinnen Williams. Fill up that defense, fix that defense, and then you brought a coach in ostensibly to be this bright offensive mind. Let him coach up the pieces you already drafted and invested in millions of dollars and trading up in the first round. If he's really a genius, then have him be a genius and coach those guys up. What I suspect they'll do, I suspect they'll take Murray, and I don't think that that's going to work out, especially behind that line that they have right now.
You're out there in Denver, Benjamin, and there are quite a few Bronco fans in these parts. What are we to make of that team?
I think that they still feel like it's a competitive football team and they can win games if they just shore up a few pieces. Obviously they traded for Joe Flacco. That won't be official until the league year starts, but they feel like that gives them something. They're going to be looking in the draft, maybe at Drew Locke as a quarterback of the future. They'll be looking at some corners and inside linebackers as well. They really feel like that they're a playoff caliber roster that's missing three or four pieces.
Tyree Jackson, the quarterback from Buffalo, he caught my eye this weekend. I'd been familiar with him. I'd seen him play. He's 6'7". He's just another huge body, but he ran a 4.59. And looking at his stats, he really didn't run that much at Buffalo. So with that size, with knowing he possesses that speed, it's very intriguing to me that he didn't use it. That seems rare to me. What do you make of him as a prospect?
Looking at the tape on him, he comes across like Paxton Lynch 2.0. Big guy, big arm, big body, and big-time athleticism. We don't really use it that much, as you mentioned. To be honest with you, I thought Drew Anderson, the guy he replaced and kind of moved out of Buffalo, is a better prospect. Anderson transferred to Murray State, and I thought he looked better in terms of being able to pass the ball. I think somebody's going to take a chance on Tyree Jackson day three of the draft. I think they're going to see a big ball of clay that they can mold, and somebody will take a chance on him. But the reality is most of those big guy, big projects like that don't work out. I harken back to maybe Logan Thomas is the last example of that.
Mm. Well, I think one of the most exciting parts of this season for a lot of fans is, you know, is their team going to find any of those gems? Who are your sleepers in this draft?
Well, I just mentioned Drew Anderson, at Murray State. I think he's a guy that almost no one is talking about, and I think he's got real good pro potential, especially in a weak quarterback draft class. Isaiah Johnson, the corner out of Houston, his name's really started to rise. He's got a lot of length. It'd be perfect for a cover three team like Seattle. He's 6'3" and can run a 4.4, and at the corner position, that's pretty good height and speed. Those guys I'm looking at, Jermaine Pratt, inside linebacker at North Carolina State. He's real fast. He can go side to side and away from the ball. He was actually behind two seniors, as a junior, and still led the team in tackles despite being second string. That's how fast and agile he is getting across the field. So I think those are some guys I'm keeping my eye on.
Give Benjamin a follow on Twitter. It's Albright, two L's, NFL, and any other places folks can find your work, Benjamin.
Oh, that's good enough for now. If they want to find something out, I usually post it there anyway.
He's got some spreadsheets out there that you can locate and a lot of good information. But appreciate you joining us today, Benjamin, and giving us your thoughts on the NFL Combine.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Benjamin Albright joining us on the Gym Class. And I know the Todd Bromekamp Show with Alex Kuhn will have additional perspective on that show again coming up Friday. Dan Shonka of OurLads.com, he always brings his unique perspective. So let's take our last break today, and we'll be back on the Gym Class.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables you rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back in the Gym Class, 3:47 on this Tuesday, and we want to bring you up to date. We don't have any particular updates about a pretty scary situation in Iowa City, Kyle.
Yeah, more details are coming in. We at least now have a name of the project. That is, like we said, at the intersection of Burlington and Clinton. It is the Hieronymus Square Project. Authorities received a call around 2:30, visible flames shooting from inside. It is a seven-story structure, and apparently there is a worker in the crane up top there. But according to the Iowa City Press Citizen, according to scanner traffic, it says the worker is not in imminent danger.
Okay.
Still asking residents to avoid the area, though, of course.
Yes, please do. Again, our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Which tight end would you draft first, TJ Hockenson or Noah Fant? Both players, of course, from Iowa right now. Almost all of you taking TJ Hockenson. By the way, our Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line is back up and operating. Thanks to folks behind the scenes here for getting that done. The 3330 likes Fant. And he also says Fant is Hockenson maybe isn't the freak athlete that Fant is, but just as good, if not better, than Fant. So, sorry, 0978, we were not able to access this on the text line when we were talking with Benjamin Albright. Wanted to know about Eli Dunn, the quarterback from UNI, in the draft. So perhaps we can ask Dan Shonka that on Friday. Wally, what's up today?
Hey, I know what that intro song was, by the way. Grand Funk Railroad, you're my captain. Can you hear me?
We got you, Wally.
Excellent.
Yeah, Grand Funk Railroad, you're my captain. Yeah, big deal. Hey, I don't see where you can go wrong with either one of those guys. I mean, if you ask me, wish we could have them both back for another year. They didn't catch enough balls, in my opinion. But, I don't see how you can go wrong with either one. One's probably going to be used more in the slot. That would be Fant. And then I see a mini Gronk coming on with Hockenson. So
if you had to pick one over the other, you got 15 seconds. Which one do you want?
Depends on what my needs are on my team. Do I want a tight end that can play wide receiver, or do I need a guy that can block and catch short passes and turn it upfield like he does, Hockenson? I really don't know. I really don't. I like them both.
All right.
Maybe Hockenson. Probably Hockenson.
There we go. We made it to a decision. Thanks a lot, Wally.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yes, that was a clock ticking in the background. Thank you, Kyle. Is there a purpose to that, or?
Nope. No purpose. Okay. I just thought it would be a good addition.
And it was. Appreciate that. Coming up in about 20-25 minutes on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, around 4:15, Scott Unash will be on the call of Oskaloosa and Marion quarterfinal round game in the boys state tournament, that in Class 3A. If you missed it earlier, North Lynn with a 68-43 win over Des Moines Christian. The Lynx will play Van Meter tomorrow night in the 2A semifinals. That game coming up around 8:15. Can't wait to talk to Mark Ironside tomorrow. The Big Ten wrestling pre-seeds are out. We'll get Mark's opinion on that. Of course, we'll have a Bowling Night in America preview and a look at Iowa State's game at West Virginia, and maybe looking ahead a bit to Iowa and Wisconsin. I just don't have any good feeling whatsoever about a game at Wisconsin from what I've seen.
I'm right there with you. I really don't mean to, you know, pile on or anything like that, but it just seems like, you know, Iowa already stumbling, just lost to Rutgers at home. Now they're going to go on the road still without their head coach. It's Wisconsin senior day with a very good, very notable senior. You know, it's just a recipe for disaster there on Thursday.
Well, we shall see. I mean, we've been fooled before. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
By the way, the KGYM Bracket Challenge is back in 2019. In March, that's one thing guaranteed here at the radio station. We're going to have your shot at $500 in this year's challenge presented by I'm On Communications. Information is already up on our website, kgymradio.com. I know we've got a couple weeks till Selection Sunday, being March 17th. And then you'll have to have your brackets in by the start of games on Thursday, March 21st. But stay tuned here for more information about the KGYM Bracket Challenge. It's always very popular, and very popular for one person who will win $500 courtesy of Imon Communications. And I, too, I again will fill out one bracket. You know, if I can't, I've won one bracket challenge in my life, and that was more than 20 years ago when I think Louisville won it in the mid-90s.
Huh.
And ever since then, I mean, I'm done by Thursday night, Friday afternoon, something like that. One bracket guy or not?
I am now. Back in the day, good Lord, I don't know why I did what I did. There were some years I would have had 15 brackets filled out, and I just don't, you know, in the moment, back then I did it because I just wanted to be immersed in the experience, but as of right now, looking back on it, why would you fill, like, if you fill out, you know, even five brackets, or two or three even, any success you might find on one of those is undermined by the fact that you had multiples. Just don't have. I don't really see the point in multiple brackets.
Isn't
anymore.
That like being in multi fantasy drafts, fantasy leagues?
Well, at least that would be separate teams. Like each team is independent of another. But this is, you know, they're all about the same tournament. If you're wrong on one, you just throw it away. You still got another one here. You're right on this bracket. You're just gonna roll with this one. That's cheap to me.
Baseball, you got a batter facing a pitcher, and you got both on the same team.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, I think.
Now, the KGYM Bracket Challenge, we're happy to partner with Imon Communications once again for that project. And again, check it out at KGYMradio.com. In addition to all our local programming, again, tomorrow we'll have three games from the Boys State Basketball Tournament with Scott Unash on the call. Iowa City West in its opener against Dubuque Senior at 12:15. And then in the afternoon, semifinal action, Al Burnett trying to advance that game at 3:45 against Remsen St. Mary's. And into a North Lannan Van Meter at 8:15. Bob Feller's hometown.
Oh, I did not know that.
His battery mate was Niall Kinnick on a Legion team. Yeah.
Really?
So the story goes.
Is that true? Do the timelines match up there? I'm dating myself right now.
Kinnick, yeah, the timelines match up. Kinnick from Adel and Feller from Van Meter.
That's crazy. Small world.
Give you something to do tonight. Check that out. Feller and Kinnick, the battery for whatever Legion team it was. Okay, tomorrow again, Ironside on Big Ten Wrestling. And if you missed it earlier today, Fran McCaffrey saying he will travel with the team to Wisconsin for that game and participate in all activities aside from the game itself, that game Thursday night in Wisconsin. Kirk Spierow's game to take the lead on as he had the scouting report there. And it'll be adding to the difficulty of that game would be the fact that it's senior night for Ethan Happ and probably a couple others. So that will not be easy as well. Thanks for participating. Thanks to Benjamin Albright for coming on the show today, talking about the NFL Combine. Thursday is always Dave Koken from Las Vegas. We missed Dave the last couple weeks because of circumstances. First of all, the suspensions and news on Gary Dolphin and Fran McCaffrey 1 week in girls' state tournament action last week. But Thursday we'll catch up with Dave Koken and a talk with Kevin Lehman. He'll be able to digest the Iowa State-West Virginia game that will have happened Wednesday night and look in advance to that Iowa-Wisconsin game. And as mentioned, Friday we'll talk with Dan Schalk of OurLads.com. Appreciate the interaction. Text line back up for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to talk.